Many people think the Alaska Marine Highway System only serves port communities in the southeast and southwest parts of the state, plus Prince William Sound. It turns out that it has economic impacts in the rail belt, too. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Juneau-based research business, the McDowell Group, created the report at the request of the state. It lists Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough among the top hometowns for residents booking ferry travel. And Anchorage is tied for first as the prime destination for ferrying summer tourists.
The Marine Highway System, it has this invisible role, you know, in the rest of the state that's not as apparent.
Heather Hoagland wrote the McDowell Group report based on 2014 fiscal year information. It shows the ferry system to be an essential part of Alaska's economic landscape. The Marine Highway employs about 1,000 people directly, which leads to almost 700 other jobs in retail, tourism, and other industries. The report, released February 4th, also shows the system brings in about $270 million a year, more than twice the amount the state spends on operations and maintenance. Hoagland says that includes about $65 million in ferry workers' pay.
Those wages, in turn, get spent elsewhere in the state, and that creates indirect and induced impacts. And the businesses, as well, that Marine Highway System works with and makes purchases from, they, in turn, make additional purchases.
Of course, the Marine Highway's biggest impacts are on smaller, isolated communities. Their residents depend on ferry travel for medical care, shopping, and school trips.
The Marine Highway System serves 33 communities, and only 5 of them are connected to the road system.
The report says the Marine Highway carried almost 320,000 passengers and more than 100,000 vehicles in the year studied. More than 4,000 container vans carried groceries and seafood, as well as other products. Hoagland says those are especially important in small communities with few other options.
You can't just replace the ferry system with air. The air travel, there's a lot of canceled flights. There's not as much capacity on air. So it just plays such an essential role in many facets of life in these really small communities.
The report is based on information from the fiscal year beginning in July of 2013. But the schedule has been cut since then, and more reductions are planned due to the state's budget crisis. Hoagland says economic and other impacts will drop proportionately as sailings and ships are cut. Ferry system spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says the new study replaces older information.
There has been requests from the public and I believe the legislature as well to look at this economic impact and renew the study information.
Woodrow says the study has been sent to coastal legislators as well as members of the House and Senate Transportation Committees. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.